It's my great pleasure to welcome back to WBJC after a one-year absence, David Hyde, who's the public affairs officer for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla, which is located in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And we are going to talk about Safe Boating Week, which runs from May 18th through the 24th. David, good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Mark. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
I'm here today to reach out to all boaters in Maryland and communities surrounding the Chesapeake Bay to remind them all to be safe on the water. Our primary mission is to promote recreational boating safety, which is given to us by the U.S. Coast Guard. So we're the volunteer arm of Team Coast Guard. Memorial Day is traditionally the start of the summer and the recreational boating season. National Safe Boating Week campaign is designed to raise awareness about safe boating. Ever since 1958, the National Safe Boating Council initiates a week-long campaign the week before Memorial Day called National Safe Boating Week. As Mark mentioned, this year it runs from May 18th through the 24th. The campaign promotes boating safety awareness to the public through public outreach events, especially the Wear It campaign, which encourages everyone to wear a life jacket.
Now, I know that wearing the life jacket is probably the biggest issue with safe boating. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. Yeah, people, you know, leave it in a locker. They don't wear it. They don't put it on. Even after the boat has been impacted, sometimes they don't wear it.
And I'm looking over your list here. Over 500 people die each year in boating accidents nationwide. That's really an astonishing number. And many of these, I'm sure, are very, very preventable, aren't they?
Absolutely. The majority of accidents are caused by human error or poor judgment and are not due to boat equipment or environmental factors. Some frightening facts about that is 77% of boat operators involved in fatal accidents had no formal boater education. The leading cause of death in fatal boating accidents is drowning. And over 70% of all persons that end up overboard will drown. And at least 2/3 of those drowning victims are reported to be good swimmers. It's very hard to swim when you're unconscious. 85% of drowning victims were not wearing a life jacket.
85%.
Boater education and life jackets save lives. For instance, in Maryland alone, there were 120 boating accidents reported in 2022. Those accidents resulted in 11 fatal accidents out of 74 people injured, 65 accidents having non-fatal injuries, 74 accidents with property damage for a total of $2,900,315, and 10 accidents involved alcohol use, resulting in 2 deaths.
Those are some very sobering statistics. Now, in what little time we have remaining, what if somebody wants to get some training on boating? Where can they go? Can they contact the Coast Guard Auxiliary? Do you guys offer training on boating and boating safety? Do you inspect boats as well?
Absolutely. We call them vessel checks. So you can get a free vessel safety check by asking for that in Google. Just say free vessel safety check, and it'll pull you up on a Coast Guard Auxiliary site and provide you with information where you can contact someone in your local area to get a free inspection.
Now, once again, Boating Safety Week runs from May 18th through the 24th. And, of course, we will have there's a couple of websites you gave me, which I will have put on our website, WBJC.com. But I believe you told me that, if you want information, you can just Google U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary or USCGA, and that should get you right to a website you'd need to see, right?
Sure, yes. It has worked very well in the past. We will also be putting out information booths in Montgomery County libraries during that time. We partner with them every year to provide some public outreach in person during National Safe Boating Week.
Okay. My guest, David Hyde, who's the public affairs officer for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla in Gaithersburg. Once again, David, thanks so much and have a great summer.
Thank you, Mark. You too.